Welcome to the Staying Gang podcast, and we're joined once again by head football coach Bill Maskell. Midwestern State going on the road last week to play an old nemesis in Tarleton in a non-conference game, and Tarleton comes away with a 17-14 win over the Mustangs. And coach, there was a lot to take away from that game. You outgained Tarleton 345 yards. You helped them to just 164 yards rushing, and this is a team that's run the ball really well. There were a lot of positives to take out of that game. Leaving the stadium, I felt like if Midwestern State keeps playing like this, they've got a great chance to win the conference outright. I'm just curious what your reaction to that thought pattern is and what your thoughts were as you left the stadium on Saturday night.
Well, I was pretty disappointed, and disappointed would be the professional word to use. I think that, two or three plays on either side of the ball that we are a little bit better, there may be a different outcome of the game. But whether that's a linebacker that doesn't fit his gap on a long run, or DPI, or false start that puts us in third and long, face mask that I don't know if that particular face mask led to a touchdown. I don't have my drive chart here in front of me. I guess I ought to get it out. I think that's, what surfaced on Sunday and Monday. Bottom line is that we didn't make enough plays, and on either side of the ball when we had opportunities. And that's what hurts. We start the game off with, I think, a 9-play drive, and then, if I'm not mistaken, we get down to 27-yard line, 26-yard line, and then we can't do anything with it. And we go for it on down. But we had a 3rd and 8, and then we got a false start. So all of a sudden, it's now 3rd and 13, and then it's 4th and 13, and we turn the ball over. And, those are the things that we can correct. But against good football teams, there's not that much room for error. So you've got to be better at the point. We played hard. Oh, my gosh, we played hard. Our kids fought and battled and scrapped, and they played really, really hard. I can honestly say how many games we played? 7 games that our kids have given really great effort. And Saturday night was not any different. But, we get the defense gets the ball back, and on the fumble, and we cause the fumble down there on the 20-yard line as they're going in on their 2nd drive, and we get the ball on the 10-12-yard line, and we get 8 plays, and sudden change, we get 0 points, we get 30 yards in 8 plays, and then the defense stops them, and then the offense gets the ball at midfield, and it's 4th down and 6 at the 32 or whatever, which is a 49-yard field goal or more. We're not going to kick a field goal, and then the defense that been playing steady, all of a sudden they give up 2 big plays, and then all of a sudden right before half, the offense puts a drive together and overcomes a false start. And it wasn't fantastic. It was just 14-14, 8-8, 5-4-1. We just put a good drive together, which we've done all year long. And we come out of half feeling, hey, it's anybody's game. But we gotta execute, and the first drive we get on offense, we throw an interception. And then defense stops them. Or the defense didn't get any points on sudden change. And then offensively, we don't move the ball like we need to. And what I told the coaches and the team on Monday is our first possession, we started on the 34. Our second possession, we started on the 26. Our third possession, we started on the 15. We just, those three possessions, we just kept going backwards. And then all of a sudden, we're on the 15. We get a bad snap. And now it's second down and 23. We're back up a little bit. We got to punt it. And they get the ball at the 24. And we have DPI. And then we have a missed tackle, the third and six. And we miss the tackle. And there's 12 yards after the missed tackle. And then they get a touchdown. So now they're up 14-7. Offense doesn't three and out. And then defense comes back after three and out. And they're on the field for 10 more plays. And hold them to a field goal. And then finally, at the end of the game, we get into the end zone. But it took us forever and ate up a lot of clock. And we really were hoping we could score between 2 and 3 minutes so that we wouldn't have to onside kick it.
Right.
But we didn't have that luxury. I mean, we got to 4th and 5, and finally we get it in on 4th and 5. And we had some lack of communications as we were doing that. So a lot of the things that we've done, we can get corrected, but, you know, we've got to lock in and focus, and we've got to play better this week, and we've got to practice better, and we got to prepare better.
I mean, just from an outsider's point of view, Coach, it looked like your coaching staff had done a good job. You put together a good game plan, and I know what you're saying. There's a play here, a play there on both sides of the ball that could have made a difference, but it seemed like, as a fan, you were well prepared for that Tarleton game.
Oh, there's no doubt. I don't misunderstand me. We were prepared. But ends and butts, and bottom line, they got 17 and we got 14. And if I had the onside kick over again, they lined up all 11 up front, and we only had one timeout left, and I was thinking about using it, but then I said, we're going to need that, you know, for the offense. Or for the defense to stop them from.
Yeah, in order to have time to get the ball back.
To get the ball back. And what, we got it back with 30 seconds or something, and we're on our own 2-yard line. So, but I mean, there's a point right there where I felt like we saw it up in the box, they relayed it, and the kicker's already out there. I've got to do a better job with the kicker to let him know that if they line up like that we don't need to be kicking it the way that we're kicking it. So,
how much time?
Yeah. We did we play well at times? Really well? Absolutely. We just got to do that for longer, for more periods of time. You know, I asked the coaches, did we play well enough to win? Both sides of the ball said no. And I said, well, why? And defensively, just said kind of what I'm just telling you, is that we made some errors that affected what they did and allowed them, even though the defense played a good game, they played well. But we've got to be better on all phases. And that's been our message for – I still don't think that we've played a complete football game. I think we can be better, a whole lot better as we go forward. But somewhere along the line, we've got to get that. I mean, the offense has got to score more points, and defense has got to hold them less, and we've got to be better in the kicking game.
I wanted to go back to the onside kick because I'm curious, how much time do you have that you can spend on an onside kick, and how many different onside kicks do you have?
Well, we have what the kicker can do, put it that way. So some kickers, early on, in fall practice when we put the onside kick in, our kickers were doing a really good job of getting a good high bounce. We haven't got that in the last 3 weeks in practice. We only practice it one time, once a week, and that's on tomorrow. And, you know, we'd like to think that our kickers can get that ball where they want, but sometimes the ball doesn't bounce like you want it to bounce. But we don't, I mean, we're at the mercy of what the kickers can do. If they think that they can, you know, make the ball bounce right there at the tee and then take a high hop after that, then we'll do it. If we need to do a line drive or we need to take a bounce two or three down the field and then up in the air, we'll do it. Whatever they feel comfortable with doing.
How much variation are there in the fields that you play on to get that bounce? Are almost all these fields about the same now?
Well, I think with turf, yeah. I think with turf, the consistency is you're going to get a bounce. And, you know, you hate to say this, but when you have to rely upon an onside kick to win the game, and we've done that. I remember against Eastern New Mexico years ago, we onside kicked it, got it, and scored, and then came back and scored again. But you got to be damn lucky to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when they're not expecting it, right?
Well, we've never done that. We're going to see that this week. This week they're going to do a surprise onside. I would assume they are. They've done it several times this fall against other opponents, and they've recovered a couple of them. And what they're trying to do is steal a possession. And you know, the best way of that stopping that is not let them score so they can't kick off.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Western New Mexico game that's coming up this week, and that game will be at Memorial Stadium. This is a team that, for whatever reason, over the last few years, it seems like they always give us a tougher time than it feels like it's going to be going into the game. And I guess it goes back to what you've told me before, is when people play Midwestern State, you guys have a target on your back.
Yeah, and we've talked about that as a team. That we actually Monday, in our leadership meeting and our senior meeting, that we've talked about we're going to get everybody's best game. And one of our seniors said we need to have our best game. Instead of talking about what people are going to do to us, let's raise our level of play. Let us be better. And you know, to hear that from one of the players, they hear it from me every day. And what I told them today at the beginning of practice is that every night I go home, I turn on ESPN. And usually it's after the Sunday and Monday night games. And you hear all the players. And I don't know if you listen to it or not, but whether it's Tom Brady or whether it's Wilson out there in Seattle or Pete Carroll got beat by the Saints maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him. And, you know, he talked about this and that and the other, and somewhere in the conversation he says, we've got to get better. We have to get better and execute better at what we're doing. We're not that far away. We're not giving up, but at the same point, we have to become better. And then I added my two cents today and said, the only way I know how to get better is play faster, work harder. And you know, I hear Tom Brady after a win said, you know, we were fortunate to get this, this, and that, but we got to get better. So it's a universal. I mean, they're paying those guys millions and millions of dollars. And each week I hear somebody talk about how much better they got to be to improve. I mean, Mahomes, you know, they got beat by, I'm not sure who, but they got beat this weekend.
Tennessee thumped them pretty good.
Tennessee, okay. And they got him on there, and he, you know, talked about the game. But then ultimately they come back and they talk about how we've got to improve and get better. So it's comforting to me to hear pro coaches and players saying the same things that we're saying. know, that we're not there yet. We've improved in some phases of the game, but we need to improve in all of them and be better every week. And I think they get tired of hearing me here and saying that. That's why I went on a rampage today about the NFL.
Well, you talk about it getting better in phases, and it seemed like one thing that I was impressed by was the way your defense stopped the run Saturday against Tarleton, because we've seen Midwestern State in big games, and teams have had success running the ball against Midwestern. Tarleton did not run the ball as well against you guys as they had in games leading up to Saturday's game. Do you feel like your defense is better at stopping the run than they have been maybe in recent seasons?
We were better Saturday, but we had a 22-yard run. We had a, I want to say that there was a, they had some long runs in there. 28, 22, and 16-yard runs. What you'd like to do is have all the runs under 16 yards. But 28, 22, and 16 in our book, is they're all big plays. And there's, 28 and 22 are two first downs. You're getting a chunk of yardage. And what we did do is we made some, and we've been doing it all year long. We're making tackles in the backfield and putting them second and long and third and long, and then we can control what we're doing. And when we haven't been able to, like for example at Central Washington, we get into third and six or third and seven, we go to our dime package, and then they get 11 yards. And so we've got them where we want them, but then they run the ball for 11 yards. And they did that a couple times Saturday as well. But, I think the defense is improving, and we need to continue to improve to be better. You either stay the same or you get better. And if you stay the same, you're really not going to be good enough at the end of the year when you've got to finish the season like we've got to finish the season.
And we are kind of getting into the stretch run, and the regional poll came out. You're ranked fourth. I know you don't pay much attention to the polls, but I am curious if you think a game like Saturday night helps prepare you for the playoffs if that eventuality comes to pass.
Well, if we're fortunate enough to get in the playoffs, whoever you play, they're all going to be good football teams. And they're going to be as good as or better than Charles. So, yeah, we've been in some big games this year. Early in the season, we were talking about that today. We come from behind at Commerce, big win. We had five touchdown passes against Angelo. Going to overtime against Eastern New Mexico. Kingsville, lackluster first half. Central Washington, we're playing ho-hum football. And so I think if we can just continue to each man get a little bit better, each position get a little bit better, a little bit stronger on the offense, a little stronger on defense, a little stronger on our special teams. At some point in time, as hard as we're playing, it's going to pay big dividends. And we've got a game this weekend that is our first of three playoff games, which I think are three playoff games, and we've got to be better.
What does Western New Mexico do well that concerns you going into this game?
Well, I think they're very, very young. They've got a lot of young guys. I think that, their starting quarterback didn't play last week. Then their backup got hurt, and then they played their third team guy. So now they're out of sync, and we don't have any idea what happened to the first or second team guy. first team guy didn't even play. He was on the sidelines. It was home game. You know, I think they're trying to be balanced on offense and defense, and they're pressuring you on defense. You know, and I said balanced on offense, defense. I meant balanced in the run and pass.
Right, right.
But on defense, they're pressuring you. You're going to see a lot of movement and a lot of twists, a lot of slants, a lot of slant the line one way and bring the linebackers the other way. You're going to get some outside pressure. And when you do enough of that, it's either feast or famine. You know, you're going to either split, you block everybody and cut it up the middle and go, or you're going to get tackled for a loss. And it's the same thing that happens with pass protection. You turn somebody loose and there's a guy that completely comes through, then you're putting your quarterback at risk. So, we've just got to ensure that we're solid in protection and in run game.
Yeah, we should mention that Western New Mexico, coming off that 28-19 loss to Texas A&M Kingsville, they won their opening game over Adams State 35-17, but they haven't won since then. So this will be a hungry team coming into Memorial Stadium on Saturday. Yeah,
they've lost 7 in a row, and I told our coaches today, you know, think about how we feel after losing 1 in a row. You know, you're all pissed off, and you want to get better. to get better, you got to play hard. And I feel that's kind of, you know, when you're a freshman and sophomore oriented team, you know, they don't know what they don't know, and so those kids are going to be determined and anxious to give their best shot.
Is that the sense you get from your team this week, that they're pissed off and ready to get back out and get in the win column this weekend?
You know, I think that this team is disappointed after a tough loss, very disappointed. And I think that's a good thing. You know, if it's pissed off, if it's disappointment, and they understand that, I think that we understand that we're close to being a really, really, really good football team if we can clean up some of the things that we kind of just talked about. And I think we're anxious to play another game. I think we're anxious to play one at a time and figure out what happens throughout this week and Saturday night and enjoy Halloween on Sunday, and we go back to work on Monday.
Well, I know it is the cliche, but it's and you mentioned that you're kind of treating the next three games as three playoff games. It is important not to get ahead of yourself right now, isn't it? Because you're sitting there, you're topped in the LSC, and it certainly looks like you're well on your way to the playoffs, but you can't get ahead of yourself, can you?
The only game that matters and what we do is, and how we do it, is this weekend. Because if we don't perform this weekend the way that I expect, the way they expect, and the way we should be better this week, with all the emphasis, all the other stuff doesn't mean anything. And we've got to get better. And you keep hearing me say that. We've got to improve. We've got to be better at every phase for our team to get better. And as we make the plays that we've made and come up with, you know, we our defense constantly is talking about turning it over, stripping the ball. You know, we had some big hits last week, but we got one turnover, dropped an interception. I thought, you know, we could have had one there, but you know, when the defense gets the ball back for the offense, particularly in good field position, the offense becomes better. And now all of a sudden the ball's in their court. When the offense turns it over, it puts the defense in a tough situation. So, and I think our team understands that. I mean, we've had some adverse things this week or this year. And now we've got to play better. And it starts Saturday.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that it's homecoming. Is that a big deal to the team?
You know, I don't know. I think homecoming on this campus is a big deal. I think the bonfire is a big deal. That's one of the really positive things that we do on this campus. You know, we've talked about distractions. There's been something going on every night this week, and our players, you know, our homecoming is the game. And we can celebrate after the game. So we'll enjoy the bonfire on Friday night, but then we got to go. Everybody else is going to go out and do what they do. We're going to go back and rest, get ready to play on Saturday. But homecoming brings back a lot of players, a lot of old alums, some guys that might have played here with some of these guys, and they're coming back to see what kind of team we got. And we need to be able to show them what kind of team we've got. That's what homecoming's all about. I know this year they honored my senior season, but I wasn't in college. I wasn't able to go back. Our deep snapper from a couple years ago's brother is a GA there. He went back and he said, "Oh, they honored your team," and you know, I mean, it becomes a big deal for those guys that have played, and to say, you know, that's when I was here, we did this, and so on and so forth, and bragging rights. But our bragging rights are production, execution, and preparation, and getting ready to come out and play a hell of a ball game Saturday night.
Well, that's what we want to see Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after the game Saturday. Hopefully it's after a Midwestern State victory, and good luck against those other Mustangs from Western New Mexico.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Bill Maskell, the head football coach at Midwestern State, and you've been listening to the Stain Gang Podcast.